Company of Fort Worth, Texas, is proud to present another program by Pat O'Daniel and his Hillbilly Boys.
To try to entertain you. And to start our little program off, we're going to have a good harmony number here by Leon the Texas Songbird and Horace the Little Lovebird singing together on Dream Train. Is that more people every day recognize its superb quality and tell their friends and neighbors about it. More and more people are switching to Hillbilly daily. If you have not yet given Hillbilly a trial, we urge and beg you to do so. We want you to be convinced of the genuine wholesomeness, dependability, and uniformity found in every sack of Hillbilly flour. Ask your grocer for Hillbilly. You'll be delighted with your baking results.
Please pass the biscuits, Pappy.
Thank you very much, Leon. And now, let's see, who's going to sing his number? It's Horace. Yes, Horace Little Lovebird with the old apple tree and the horses.
An old apple tree in the orchard that lives in my memory. Oh, this reminds me of my pappy. He was handsome, young, and happy when he planted the old apple tree. Now one day my pappy took the winter north out on a jamboree. Brought her home and done up. Pappy Norton raised his gun up and he's happy up in the tree. neighbors came after my pappy. Up in the tree was he. So they took the rope and struck him around his neck, and then they hung him to a branch of the old apple tree. As that old apple tree in the orchard that lives in my memory. They chopped the tree down for a catkin, put the apples in the basket. Now my poor pappy's gone with the tree. Say goodbye, say goodbye, say goodbye to the old apple tree. If my pappy had a known that he'd be sorry that he broke, for he died on the old apple tree.
Thank you very much, Horace. That was mighty fine indeed. And you know, friends, these programs are made up entirely of the requests that you all send in to us. So don't hesitate to sit right down and write us a card or letter and address it to the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company, Fort Worth, Texas. We'd like to hear from the housewives that use hillbilly flour and other hillbilly products. We'd like to know your result, the results you're getting from the famous brand Hillbilly. Yes, sirree. And now to get on with our little program, we have a harmony number. Leon the Texas Songbird and Horace the Little Lovebird are going to do a lot of echoing around here. It's Echo in the Valley. This little poem and dedicate it to Horace and Leon. I think it's just what they need on what they needed on that number. So make a wish and come on up here and read this little poem entitled Give a Helping Hand.
It makes no difference where you're living. It matters little what you do. You'll find life a whole lot brighter by boosting folks who live by you. If your neighbor's picking nubbins while you eat the finest corn, don't help sink him any deeper by turning up your nose in scorn. Clasp his hands and slap his shoulder. Cheer him up the best you can. Don't contribute to his failure. You can help him be a man. And the cost to you is little, just a little thought and time. Encourage comrades while they need it. Don't wait till they've crossed the line.
Thank you very much, Mickey Wick. Yeah, it was all right. That was Mickey Wick reading a little poem dedicated to Horace and Leon for that last number they just sang. The name of the poem was Give a Helping Hand. And while we're helping the boys out, we might as well have them help you out and try to entertain you with this next number coming up. Leon the Texas Songbird, and my goodness, looks like he's going to cheer up, going to cheer everybody up here on the program. So come on up here, Leon, with that $6 million smile.
So all we sing and pray and try to make folks happy. We hope you'll stay. the biscuit serving.
This program was brought to you through the courtesy of the W. Leo Daniel Flower Company of Fort Worth, Texas, in appreciation of your patronage of Hillbilly Flower and other Hillbilly products.